You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
We've written about Propel's official Star Wars drones before, and frankly, we'd write about them every day if we could find cause. Today brings actual news, though, of the flying speeder bike, X-Wing, Millennium Falcon, and TIE Fighter that will be lighting up your living room this holiday season. You can pre-order them in time for the holidays, and they'll cost $240 each. You could previously reserve the four drones directly from Propel's website, but that only ensured the right to purchase one later. Now, you'll soon be able to pay actual US dollars for the zippy little ships from Brookstone, as well as other retail partners. The price had also previously been undisclosed, but comes in at the middle of the expected $200 to $300 price range, and the drones are expected to ship in time to land in a stocking, which is nice. It also seems like a perfectly reasonable price to pay for what you get, which is remarkably detailed Star Wars quadcopters that can hit speeds of nearly 40 miles an hour, or 50 in the case of the Millennium Falcon. If you buy multiple models, or have friends who do, you can square off in a friendly round of Rebel Empire laser tag. There's not much else to say that we haven't before, but again, we could talk about these forever. Fortunately, starting next week, we'll be able to start playing with them as well. By Brian Barrett.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News, and if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.